This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly half of Spirit Airlines flights were canceled on Thursday and will be again on Friday for a fifth straight day as the airline continues to cancel hundreds of flights throughout the week due to operational challenges and staffing issues. The United States Senate, unable to finalize a $1 trillion infrastructure bill on Thursday, will try again on Saturday when it's scheduled to hold a vote on limiting debate and moving toward passage of the bill. Once the infrastructure bill passes or not, the Senate was expected to begin work on a budget framework that would make way for a $3.5 trillion human infrastructure bill later this year. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer.
Our goal is to pass both a bipartisan infrastructure bill and a budget resolution during this work period.
Included in Saturday's bill is a mileage tax that could have every driver on American roads pay a per-mile tax. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Mask mandates, mandatory vaccine requirements. Let's get an update from Tim Berg out of the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker became the latest governor to issue a vaccine requirement for some state workers. Pritzker also announcing a mask mandate for students in preschool through 12th grade. The mandate applying to both public and private school students. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells CNBC why he's not a fan of government-issued mask mandates.
My view is we should have no COVID mandates. What does that mean? That means no mask mandates, no vaccine mandates. That means no vaccine passports. We shouldn't step into a regime where the government says, show us your papers if you want to do the basic activities of life. And I got to say, this argument, that there's a lot of self-righteousness in this debate back and forth.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As violent crime escalates in big cities throughout America, many are pointing to the defund the police movement, enabling the criminal element in America to do what they do best. With roughly 100 of her constituents murdered in her district this year, Missouri Congressperson Democrat Cori Bush says her life is more important than those of us that can't afford private security during this lawless era.
I have private security because my body is worth being on this planet right now. I have private security because they, the white supremacist, racist narrative that they drive into this country. So suck it up, and defunding the police has to happen.
The unconstitutional eviction moratorium is facing legal challenges. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A group of real estate entities issued a legal challenge in a Washington district court on August 4th to the CDC's new eviction moratorium. They argued in their emergency motion that the latest eviction order issued by the CDC exceeds the agency's powers. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki offered what she called the real solution.
The other piece of this that I know we keep talking about but is really a solution here, and that's why we keep talking about it, is getting this money out to states and localities. This is really about money, right, and funding, and all these states and localities have money to extend the moratorium in their states by a month or 2 months.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry on USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, great to have you along with us. Happy Tuesday to you. I'm Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. This next segment is going to be what we call appointment-type radio, being that you will want to save this time and this date for the next several months, as long as Dr. Emerson Eggerich can put up with us. I always love having Emerson on with us, whether it's to talk about, the last time we talked about the four wheels of God, before that, Love and Respect, that very popular book and seminar series. And now he's back with the win-win marriage. It's a personal story and tale of two marriages, he says. So get ready for another breakthrough that could very well change your marriage. So about every other Tuesday is our plan to meet up with Dr. Eggerich. And as he takes us through this win-win marriage consult, that I tell you, it is going to knock your socks off. It is going to renew your marriage and give you a whole different perspective. And this really, this isn't to dissuade from anything that we learned from Love and Respect. This just brings into play a dynamic dimension that will add more value and more appreciation for your mate. And I know that's what we all want, right? And he joins us right now, Dr. Emerson Eggerich. Welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you, Bill. Been looking forward to this.
I am so excited to talk about this. I know when we were talking the other day, I could hear the animation and excitement in your voice about win-win marriage.
Well, yes, I am very excited about it. We focused on love and respect in marriage for years and saw some things in research as well as in the scripture that just really encouraged me, and we've been getting that message out. But I've discovered something now in 1 Corinthians 7 that is equally revolutionary. At least it's been affecting Sarah and me, mm-hmm. my wife. We've been married 47 years, and wow. We are very, very excited about this.
Well, in your commentary that you sent me, you said the win-win marriage, where he and she agrees, that works for me. And you open up very vulnerably with a tale of two marriages. Tell our audience about this, starting with your parents' marriage.
Well, in fact, that's available to them. They can go to winwinmarriage.com, winwinmarriage.com, and get what you're referring to. We want to give that to them as a gift, a tale of two marriages. And it's a comparison with my mom and dad's marriage. We were not Christ followers. And the woundedness, the pain that I experienced in that, because mom and dad both had basic goodwill, but they didn't know how to work as a team. I don't remember one time them sitting at a kitchen table discussing some issue with proposal, counterproposal, and stay with it until they came up with a creative alternative or a third option, something that actually made them both happy and actually happier than if they got known way. So that the title of the book, The Win-Win Marriage, Where He and She Agree, That Works for Me. Mm-hmm. I never heard my mom and dad say that. And they're goodwill people. It wasn't
right.
like, you know, they were totally selfish. They were both hard workers. They worked hard. They gave, you know, so much. So it caused me to scratch my head. How did they miss it? And since then, you know, as I've interacted with many people, one couple said to me, they've been married 30 years. It never entered our minds to find a win-win solution to our challenges. We did not know that we could find a win-win in our marriage. To this day, we just fight all the time until one of us gives in. And, of course, they confessed it wasn't working. Or I heard about another couple who had separate bedrooms. Get this, Bill. Mm-hmm. Separate bedrooms, separate bathrooms, separate rooms in which they watched television, took separate vacations, had different work schedules, had separate friends, had different recreational interests, and had different bank accounts. And what was their reasoning? They were doing everything they could to keep their marriage together.
To avoid arguing, huh? That's funny. Yeah. Well, you know, hey, look, at they probably accomplished that effort at the expense of enjoying a marriage, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And all of us, you know, are going to have conflicts. The question is, how do we deal with it? You know, the other day I read of a woman who had mopped her floor. It was still wet. Her husband walked across it, and she shot him in the leg. And the officer that was called to the scene called it into the dispatcher, and the dispatcher said, and this is a true story, the dispatcher said, have you arrested her yet? He said, no, the floor is still wet. True story. But, I mean, the point is there are better ways to resolve our conflict.
Yes.
But, you know, obviously marriage is the most intimate of relationships, mm-hmm. and it can be the most intense and involved. And the question is, how are we going about, you know, finding this teamwork that we know Jesus said the two shall become one?
Right.
And unfortunately, we keep fighting about which one.
Yeah, exactly. And it gets me back to the basic question of, you know, what is marriage?
Well, that's an excellent question. And I believe it's bigger than the husband and wife in that. Mm-hmm. You know, when my daughter married Matt, her husband, mm-hmm. you know, I said to them, both of you bring a maturity to the relationship. You're mature. He's mature. And together, you know, this relationship is going to work, but it's going to work because you're committed to a mission bigger than the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But I think part of that answer that we do in the win-win is we talk about God's purpose for a husband and wife. And what's fascinating to me, almost every couple I talk to would say they sense that God joined them together. Jesus said that, mm-hmm. God is joined together. People have that sense, but then as the months and years roll by, we start not liking each other because even though we both have goodwill, it just seems that my spouse isn't working with me as a team member. It seems like it's their way or the highway, and I'm frustrated. And this is a deep pain in many people. And part of the challenge is that they need to step back and ask themselves, do I maybe lack some skill and knowledge on how we can find win-win? Because it is a skilled knowledge approach. There needs to be some know-how. Mm-hmm. And just because we love each other doesn't mean that we're going to be able to come together with a win-win solution. There are ways of doing that. And there are things to avoid in doing that, and that's what we're addressing. And that's what the Apostle Paul asserts in 1 Corinthians 7, the longest and most detailed passage on marriage in the New Testament. And there he talks about mutuality, back and mm-hmm. forth, back and forth, mutuality.
Right.
And I refer to that in the street language as win-win.
Mm-hmm.
But it begs that question, how do you do that, especially among two people of goodwill who just seem to be fighting far more than what's necessary?
And I want to go back, if we can, a little bit, because I want to get more into win-win. We've got about a minute and a half left in this segment. But before we do, I just want to go back for just a second and consider just our minds and how quick we are to forget. I think, you know, there's almost a verse for every day of the year that reminds us to not to forget. And I think that if we can forget God, how quick can we forget our spouse? And when I say that, I'm talking about how quick can we forget those early days when we sat together and said, hey, I believe God is bringing us together and wants us to be a fulfilling marriage to His glory. And we may have had that conversation back then, but then along the way, because of the hassles of life, as the Bible reminds us that will come undoubtedly, we forget.
No, that's right. Many of us think I'd have a great marriage if it wasn't for my spouse.
Yes. Dr. Emerson Eggerichs is with us, and we're talking about this new idea. This is really awesome, and I'm so glad he's here to share it with us, and we'll get into more detail in this next segment. Win-Win Marriage, and winwinmarriage.com is where you want to go for more information.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Next month, the Tide Ministry celebrates its 75th anniversary of sharing the Word of God and the truth about Jesus through radio. The celebration will include a gospel read-aloud during the Roxbury Holiness Camp meeting in Roxbury, Pennsylvania. Our founder, Reverend Charlie Byers, helped establish Roxbury Camp and then served as the annual camp meeting director for 36 years. We're looking forward to campers joining hands with the Tide International Ministry partners to read through the Gospels in multiple languages. If you can't join us at Roxbury, I encourage you to read some scripture, then meditate on it, and marvel at the fact that God can communicate that same truth in every language known to man. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and how it's speaking God's truth into the hearts of listeners in multiple languages around the world, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know,
the lyric of this song is even appropriate in our marriages, Dr. Emerson Egrich, you know, because sometimes you can get in the valley of, you know, of death, so to speak, and you think, well, maybe divorce is the way to go here. And for those couples that have hung in there and have made it to the other side, they would tell you that at that moment in time, they just couldn't see it. But then, you know, by the grace of God, and, you know, and some would admit an absolute miracle, they were able to get to the other side. And what you and Sarah and the team are putting together is this concept that has come out of experience as you continue to be, you know, an observer, a student of marriage. And I put myself in that category as well. I've studied marriage. I've studied, you know, the good and bad, just like you, and even with Sarah's family and the dynamics that were going on and the observations. I may have shared this with you in one of our conversations, but it's one of my favorite stories, because when I have an opportunity to talk with people who have had long-term successful marriages, as I did with this one woman who had been married 63 years, and I asked her, I said, wow, what is your secret? She goes, oh, Sonny, she says, I learned a long time ago, it's better to be loved than to be right.
Yes, well, I think, and sometimes it's not a matter of, and I think you would agree, that we are right at times. I think this is one of the challenges of the win-win, that people may be listening and say, but I know I'm right. And it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm unloving. I just know that I'm right, and I don't want to be wrong in order to be loved. So I think part of the challenge always is to think through, from a prudent standpoint, biblical standpoint, what does it mean for us to succeed in marriage based on how God intends that? Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we've seen over the years is that many of these conflicts, people get derailed in their relationship due to honest misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. You know, when I met Sarah 47 years ago, 48, I didn't, you know, and when I proposed to her, I didn't say, you know, I hate you and you hate me, so let's get married. It doesn't go down that
way. Yeah, let's just short circuit the end, right?
Yeah, let's just get right to it. And let's divorce, even though divorce isn't the remedy. We're going to get there, and we'll make divorce the remedy, and we'll destroy the children in the process. No, I think the point is, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 7:33 and 34, the husband is concerned about how to please his wife, and the wife is concerned about how to please her husband. But what happens over the years, we become suspicious of that. We know we have basic goodwill, but we kind of feel that our spouse does not. And I am one who believes that we have a pink and blue perspective, that neither one of us are wrong. Mm-hmm. We're just different. Unless it's a moral issue, unless he wants to sell the kids to somebody to get money for his cocaine habit,
right.
this is not a black and white issue. Unfortunately, pink and blue can escalate a gray area conflict to a black and white issue. And we end up going way too high in terms of our judgment and toward each other. If mm-hmm. you go back and begin to look at it, it's just an honest misunderstanding. You know, she says, I have nothing to wear. What she means is she has nothing new. He says, mm-hmm. I have nothing to wear. What he means is he has nothing clean.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like about that is we say the same thing, but we mean something different. And that kind of symbolizes many people have goodwill, but they're not connecting. They're misunderstanding. They don't understand where the other's coming from. 85% of those who withdraw during a conflict is the male. They've measured his heartbeats at that time. They're 99 beats per minute. He has to calm down. She looks like she's out of control. Her heartbeats are normal. And she will move toward her husband to criticize and complain. He will withdraw and stonewall. And each of us are offended by that behavior. Mm-hmm. She feels like he hates me. When the truth is, in the man's world, that's an honorable thing to do, disengage, calm down to prevent this thing from escalating.
Exactly.
In a woman's world, she confronts because she cares. She's not trying to be contemptuous.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, so it begs the question, is she acting out of care or out of contempt? Is he acting out of hostility or out of honor?
Right.
And what happens is we misinterpret the other and we take up offense because we really don't understand. So in the win-win, we're helping people get to this deeper issue of, how do we come together? Because God does call us, and you were talking about that before our break. 9 times in 1 Corinthians 7, Paul uses the word called. And couples do believe they have a sense of mission and ministry. But this conflict between them is kind of sabotaging that. And neither one of them are happy, and they don't want that. And that's why we're addressing, how do you get to this teamwork where you had it early on? And that's the
exactly.
winwinmarriage.com. And I want to give them that tailored to marriages, winwinmarriage.com. Because I want them to revisit what I know they would say to me is the sense that God has joined them together. and that he does have a purpose for them, as you were referencing earlier.
Exactly. Well, I got to tell you, you helped me so much in love and respect. And, you know, just as the story, as you were just saying, and that I found my wife in, you know, with her desire when there was conflict and I needed to call time out. And here's the dynamic. I need to get away from her and she desperately needs to connect with me.
Yep.
And I am not in the mood to connect. I need to take a breath. And as I was able to process and understand that better, I'm not claiming perfection by no means. So I'm still working on it, Dr. Eckridge. But it, at least I'm working on it with some sense of knowledge and understanding that I didn't have before.
Exactly. And it's called a rule of engagement that he comes back in 15, 20 minutes to address one issue, maybe for 15 minutes. But she needs to allow that disconnection because there's a physiological issue here. It's called flooded. Men get flooded with criticism, and they can't process it. We know that as men. That's why we distance ourselves, or we try not to escalate something. And so he's a good-willed man who would die for her. He's an honorable man, but he needs to disengage. But that feels extremely unloving to a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And when she gets aggressive because she's insecure, she feels they're three conversations away from him telling her that he no longer loves her and is trading her in for a new model. She panics, so she moves toward to resolve this. She wants reassurance that they're okay. So she gets very, very aggressive, and no one talks to him that way. So you have two people of goodwill trying to do the loving and respectful thing and totally missing each other. And that then undermines how you come to a win-win situation where you have an honest difference of opinion. Should we do homeschooling, Christian schooling? What about the COVID dynamics? And you have a plethora of issues that we land on different sides of the issue. And how do we come together as a husband and wife? Jesus Christ intends oneness. He's for us in that.
Exactly.
So how do we do that when it seems next to impossible to achieve that? And especially when I know I'm right and I know my spouse is wrong.
So we think for the moment. But that too shall change. Win-win, you know, for you, when that concept came up, take us back to that moment when God flipped the switch and said, Emerson, it's about win-win. What happened?
Well, in that first, yeah, I'm a Bible expositor. I study the Bible 30 hours a week for nearly 20 years as a pastor, and then I've got my PhD in family studies. I'm kind of educated beyond my intelligence in one sense. But as I was meditating on this huge portion, 1 Corinthians 7, 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter is not about marriage. Mm-hmm. It's about spiritual gifts. Paul addressed marriage in 1 Corinthians 7 for 40 verses, and there he unpacks this idea of mutuality. It's back and forth. Everybody who's familiar with it. But also we are confused because he addresses not only two believers who are married, he addresses a believer married to an unbeliever, he addresses virgins, the celibate, the widows. And so he weaves in and out. But when you pull out what he says to two people who are believers in Jesus Christ, who have been married in the Lord, there are six things that he reveals are challenges. But through those challenges come six benefits. But in order to get to those benefits, two people have to come to an agreement. They've got to agree. They've got to have a sense of mutual backing. They've got to have each other's back. What happens is we want this, but frankly, we don't know how to do it because of the dynamics that we've been talking about here. And so we are helping couples with a process. I have a six-step process that they can go through to find that win-win. But it takes a little time at first. But it did when we first tried to learn to ride a bike, as I say.
Exactly.
All constant support. But now we do it automatically. And the win-win principles become second nature. But I've been amazed, Bill, at how many of us do not really have that know-how. We're good-hearted.
Yes.
And in many ways, outside of the family, we're super at this. But we become very vulnerable to our spouse. We're very, very. I spoke to five NFL head football coaches that you would know, and their spouses for 3 hours in Florida a while back. And I said, I know that Sarah and I act like adolescents in the home. There's something about us in relationship to each other that we're vulnerable. And I said, you guys feel that way. And they all raised their hands. If you knew who they were, you know, we are teenagers.
Exactly.
You know, and so we
got to leave it there. Emerson Eckridge has been our guest.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly half of Spirit Airlines flights were canceled on Thursday and will be again on Friday for a fifth straight day, as the airline continues to cancel hundreds of flights throughout the week due to operational challenges and staffing issues. The United States Senate, unable to finalize a $1 trillion infrastructure bill on Thursday, will try again on Saturday, when it's scheduled to hold a vote on limiting debate and moving toward passage of the bill. Once the infrastructure bill passes or not, the Senate was expected to begin work on a budget framework that would make way for a $3.5 trillion human infrastructure bill later this year. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer.
Our goal is to pass both a bipartisan infrastructure bill and a budget resolution during this work period.
Included in Saturday's bill is a mileage tax that could have every driver on American roads pay a per-mile tax. USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us for all the information you need to know on the show that comes to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. BillMartinezShow.com. It's right there, along with the plethora of these incredible interviews. No 8-second sound bites. I mean, we get in depth here on these issues that you're talking about, and hopefully we expand your knowledge and understanding of what we're dealing with. You know, like all this fear-mongering that's going on about COVID and the new Delta variant, it seems like it's manufactured in such a way to control us all the more. And also, oh gosh, that's right, we got a midterm election going on, and if we can use COVID again to you know, screw up that election process, I guess that's fine and well. And you know, as we go, as DeRoy Murdoch said, you know, we go down through the number of the alphabet. You know, right now it's D, you know, E, F, G. Before we know it, we're into the P's, and that may take us all the way up to the 2024 election, right? You kind of get the gimmick a little bit. Well, we'll talk more about these vaccines, and I was really kind of pleasantly surprised. Even Dr. Marty McCary, a professor at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, really put the administration on notice and said, hey, look, you guys got to tone down this COVID fear-mongering. This is not helping people have confidence in the vaccine. It's confusing everybody altogether. And, of course, we're finding out more information about, you know, even people who have been naturally immune. Hey, you can hear in the background, hey, we're joining Jeff Cruer, my good friend, in, you know, in Louisiana. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Bill. Doing great.
Hey, always an honor to connect with your people live and to have you here live on our national simulcast. So, there's so much. I was just talking to the audience about Dr. Marty McCary. You may have caught this. You know, the doctor from Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, who is on quite a bit with Fox News. He just came out and told the Biden White House, hey, back off. You need to tone down this COVID fear mongering. You're really not happening, you know, helping the cause here.
Oh, I mean, the fear-mongering is nonstop, Bill. It's 24-7. I've never seen anything like it. The mandates, the lockdowns, pushing the vaccines, they are scaring people. And good, you know, kudos to Dr. McCary. He's one of the few to really fight this. Most
exactly.
Seem to be going along with the hysteria.
Well, you know, Dr. Fauci is losing credibility by the minutes, and he needs to be set aside and put on timeout. He's been all over the place. But, you know, the deal is you have these scientists that have been risen to, you know, God status for some reason. And I don't hear from any of these scientists that have it all down. I mean, this is kind of a hit and miss process. You know, do you wear a mask, not wear a mask? This Delta variant, you know, and now Fauci is saying, hey, look, there's 1,000 known COVID variants. Let's throw that into the pile. So as if we're not dealing enough with Delta and COVID, let's say there's 1,000 more on the horizon coming to get us.
And the whole idea is it will be forever in fear, pandemic forever. We'll never get out of this, Bill. They're going to use this to continue to push their big government agenda to keep us all locked down and to make sure that we don't vote in the next election the way we have historically voted,
yes.
And that is in person on election day. So this is all part of a plan, Bill.
Yeah, it really is. It's diabolical, and the American people are figuring this out. Thank God the silent majority is waking up and supporting truth, Jeff, whether it has to do with election, whether it has to do with the border crisis, all this stuff. It makes no sense. I mean, here everybody has to be masked up. We've got social distancing. Lockdowns are being proposed once again. And meanwhile, our southern border is wide open. I mean, what a bunch of hypocrisy.
I know. And Governor DeSantis, kudos to him. Saying, hey, he didn't want to hear any criticism from the Biden administration about what his state is doing until they secure the border.
Mm-hmm.
And I
yes.
think this is an impeachable offense, Bill Martinez.
Well, people are talking that. You're exactly right.
Impeachable.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And this is, you know, look at what's happening. The numbers, I don't know if you saw these numbers. Over, I mean, Joe Biden's numbers are in the tank. I mean, they're down, you know, 12, 13 points.
Yes.
And they're saying specifically it is the way he's handled because of his failure with the border and certainly handling this pandemic that he said they were going to be able to, you know, take care of it. How can you take care of it when you're letting so many COVID-infected immigrants come into the country? And this may sound a bit cynical, and I'm reserved a bit to say this, but I can't help but say it, Jeff, and that is that you wonder if the Biden administration is sending some of these human missiles into Florida and to some of these other states. We know they're impacted McAllen, Texas already, and look at what's happening to the pandemic levels there.
Well, I mean, what they're doing is they're trying to turn red states blue.
Mm-hmm.
They're
sure.
trying to change the political dynamic in these states. They're trying to create Californias all over mm-hmm. the country. And, yeah, I mean, I think it's obvious what is going on. They don't care about the COVID. All they care about is politics.
Yeah, exactly.
And Joe Biden is not doing his duty. He's a disaster on the border, a disaster on the economy. Crime is out of control all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
He's failed on that. And thank goodness the American people are waking up a little bit, Bill.
Yeah, and you're exactly right, Jeff. I mean, look at what you experienced here in the French Quarter. I mean, crime, as you said, is arising. And, you know, the Democrats are, you know, it's like, what is all this crime serving some, you know, some end game purpose for them?
Well, you look at where the crime is really spiking. It's all these blue cities where they have been anti-police. Here in New Orleans, we're hundreds of officers short. We don't have enough officers to protect the people. We've got crime that is now spiraling out of control. It's going on all over the country. And, Bill, I mean, I can understand why people are reluctant to be a police officer in today's environment.
You think?
Cori Bush.
Exactly.
Look at all these members of Congress that hate the police and wanted to fund the police.
Mm-hmm.
Why would people want to be a police officer in this kind of environment today, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. And de Blasio, you know, all of a sudden, we got to hire new police. Like, we got to hire some police. Like, all of a sudden, you can go to I didn't realize aisle number 7 at Costco, you can go there and just order a police, you know, because they're dime a dozen. They're just waiting to come back. I mean, the police have been retiring for obvious reasons. They need to protect their pensions. They see what is happening with their fellow police officers, how they're being mistreated, to your point. I mean, who wants to work a job where you don't even have a fair chance to win and be successful at it?
I know, when you don't have the support of the political establishment, it's a very tough job as it is. They put their lives on the line. They protect and serve us. I mean, I'm so grateful for the police officers we do have, but I understand why they're retiring. I understand why they're moving out of cities like New Orleans. It's a bad work environment. And
exactly.
Crime is just absolutely out of control. So it's another failure of the Biden administration, and it's catching up to you. Uncle Joe, Bill.
Yeah. Well, the American people are waking up on this on all levels, whether it has to do with the election, the border crisis, which is so obvious that it's just walking hypocrisy, the way COVID is being handled. Look at and look at the research that came out of Israel that has been proving the point that people who have been exposed to COVID, who had COVID, their natural immunity is proving stronger than the vaccine. So what does that tell you?
Yes. Yes. And that tells us that not everyone needs a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So if you
yes.
have natural immunity, why in the world would you need a vaccine if natural immunity is so much more powerful? And we never hear that. They never mm-hmm. talk about natural immunity.
Oh, no.
All people like that do,
yeah.
but
yeah.
you don't hear it from these so-called experts. You don't hear it from Fauci, Bill.
Right. You got to have the jab. Everybody's got to have the jab. And then look what's happening now is you got people that had the jab and they're getting COVID. So what's up with that?
The latest is Lindsey Graham, Congressman Norman from South Carolina, another one fully vaccinated who got COVID. It's happening more and more and more. And, you know, it says to me that, you know, this vaccine is not foolproof. My position is, Bill, if you want to take the vaccine, great. It shouldn't be forced upon Americans.
Exactly.
We should have the choice as to whether we want to take it or not. And it's our private decision.
It's right.
not something that should be made public. We've
right.
got to have some privacy in our healthcare decisions, Bill.
Well, this whole idea of vaccination shaming that the left is running away with, like you said, what happened to the HIPAA laws, Jeff?
I know. It should apply here. I mean, for some reason, they're saying that it doesn't. I believe it does. We got to have some serious lawsuits on this issue, Bill.
Well,
we've got to go to court. We need to have the courts decide on this issue.
Agree 100%. Jeff Carrere, we got to leave it there. As always, a joy to be with you. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.
You got it.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate my good friend Jeff Cruer. He has a radio show in Louisiana. He is, of course, the favorite son there, the Cajun Crusher on WGSO 990 AM. And we always have a great time when we're able to simulcast our shows together and talk about the issues of the day. I tell you, he's doing such a great job there in Louisiana with his audience, and we're grateful for that opportunity. As we've been talking about earlier in terms of the Olympics, there is a bit of the dark side to the pursuit of Olympic gold. And Brittany Raymer hopefully will join us here in a moment. She's with Focus on the Family. And this pursuit of Olympic gold is at the cost of preborn babies who end up paying the price. She's a policy analyst at Focus, as I mentioned, research and writing about abortion, assisted suicide, bioethics, and a variety of other issues involving the sanctity of human life and broader social issues. I mean, you know, you think about where we are in America. I mean, these are serious things that are before our culture, that when you abandon how God feels and beyond feeling, I mean, what he says specifically about life, and all of a sudden it becomes debatable. Everything becomes debatable when it should be clear. But this is where we are right now as a culture. We are morally bankrupt. And as a result, we're splitting hairs at the expense of life. Think about it. You know, with the issue of abortion, and of course, you know, the pro-abortionists are going nuts because of, you know, the Supreme Court taking up the case of Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. And this is all resulting with the truth, the inevitable truth that is coming out continually. Brittany Raymer is with us right now. I want to bring her on. Hey, Brittany, how you doing?
I'm doing
doing well, Bill. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much. I was just mentioning to the audience, I mean, we talked about the Olympics and, you know, the dark side of the pursuit of Olympic gold, and I want to get back to that topic. But just as you were coming on, you may have caught a little piece here, and that was something you and I talked previously, and it's back in the news again about the Supreme Court addressing the case of Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. And all this, as you and I talked about, is a result of, you know, anecdotal information. We got a lot more experience from women and men, including, who have experienced abortion and said, look, it, they've lied to us. It's not exactly what they said, because if it was just excess skin, you know, why am I feeling the pain of a child missing in my life? And the ache in my heart is something I will live with until the day I die. So you have these mounting anecdotal experiences being expressed by women telling other women, you know, abortion is not all that they're telling us to that it is, that Planned Parenthood has been promoting all these years. And then we've got proven technology that is now demonstrating that the pain threshold for, you know, infants, for children in utero, 15 weeks, they're starting, you know, according to the technology, is saying they're feeling pain. And remember what they always said, oh, it's pain-free. The child feels nothing. Not so, right?
That is not so. So when they were first having children who were born prematurely, initially, sometimes they were not giving them anesthesia during surgery. Mm-hmm. And they had some children die from that. And then they kind of realized, oh, wait, I guess they are feeling pain. Mm-hmm. And so what we understand, I mean, it's still a bit difficult because obviously we can't, you know, ask a child, hey, do you feel this pain? But, you know, we're pretty sure by, you know, about 15 weeks, they have developed the sensors to actually feel pain. And not only do they feel it, they might actually even feel it more intensely because of how their kind of body is developing and everything. Their skin is more sensitive.
Yes.
And so not only will they feel pain, it'll be very intense for them, even more than a regular child. And so this is something, you know, when it comes to pain, when it comes to human lives, you know, if we value every human life, if we really believe that, then we need to protect preborn children in the womb.
Yeah, the shocking thing, Brittany, and maybe hard for people to hear, is that babies at this age, even at this age, 15 weeks, the intense pain, as you say, I mean, here they are. They're absolutely defenseless. They count on where they're at in their mother's womb. That is safety. That is their protection until it's invaded by an abortionist doctor. And, you know, and I think that whether it's men or women, you know, to hear the reality of their child experiencing this kind of excruciating pain may be too much for their brain to handle. But this is the truth, and it has to settle in. And this is what's being presented to the Supreme Court, right?
Absolutely. And this is something we definitely need to make people aware of. Like you were saying earlier, when abortion was first coming about, you know, they were saying it's, you know, just a blob of tissue. But as we know through, you know, through the ultrasound machines and things like that, you know, these babies are developing and they're babies.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just little blobs of tissue. They're individual lives and they feel pain and they're, you know, growing and developing and doing all the things that they need to do. And in order to survive outside the womb, you know, kicking's part of that process, you know, sucking their thumb is all part of that process of developing so that they can, once they are born, you know, really survive outside the womb. And so it is so important for us that we acknowledge that reality, share that with others, and just continue increasing the information and technology that we have about children in the womb and just keep, you know, growing that area so we can really, you know, answer the questions and the challenges that abortionists put to the public.
Well, it's all about informed consent. I mean, this is what, even today, dealing with COVID, that's what we're dealing with, is informed consent. And people have not been properly informed. Now they're being properly informed because of the technology, because of the, you know, decades of activism by Focus on the Family and pro-lifers who have said, no, there's more to this. And people are beginning, as you say, to realize the truth because, you know, the other side of it is the emotional impact that this is having, Brittany, that will not go away. You know, when you have a woman saying to you that her child would have been 13 and she has this ache in her heart that she knows that she will carry with her until the day she died because of the mistake she made then,
And, you know, and I say, thank God for God, because he's a redeeming God, a forgiving God. And my prayer and encouragement to those who may be struggling with this kind of pain, that they will go to God. And like so many who have found, amazingly, what a forgiving God who loves and cares for us, and he wants us to be redeemed.
Absolutely. And there are so many pro-life pregnancy resource centers that do have post-abortive counseling groups. You can go to counseling. This is something, if you need help, if you need assistance, reach out. There are people who want to love on you. It doesn't matter if, you know, you're 20 or if you're in your 70s or 80s. You know, there is healing, there is forgiveness, and that is so important, just to reach out to God, because he will be right there with you, and he's just been waiting for you to reach out to him.
Amen. About 3.5 minutes left here, Brittany. And I wanted to address the topic that you sent to me, and that is the dark side of the pursuit of Olympic gold and its preborn babies who end up paying the price. Explain that to our audience. What's going on?
Absolutely. This seems to be happening a lot, especially in the track and field, with track and field athletes. One woman said that most of the women she knows in her sport have had at least one abortion. And there's this rather tragic case of a hurdler, Brianna McNeil. She had an abortion in 2020, thinking if she had this abortion, she would compete in the 2020 Olympics. And that didn't happen. And then because of that, she ended up she missed an anti-doping appointment, and she's actually been banned from the sport for 5 years. So not only has this pursuit of Olympic gold lost her a spot on the podium, her ability to compete over the next 5 years, but really, and most tragically, it's lost the love of her first child. And so that is something, you know, to highlight and, you know, encourage women that, yes, you can do both, that, you know, pursue your dreams and also have children. And so, but there is definitely this dark side to the Olympics.
Yeah. How profuse is this? I mean, you know, where this one athlete is saying that, you know, there's a large number. I mean, you know, that's pretty tragic when you think about it.
It's very tragic. And honestly, we probably don't know, but because of, you know, the women are told abortion is this convenient alternative, they're, you know, they believe that in order to compete that they have to do this. And to compare that, there's another track and field athlete, Lindsay Flack, and she actually was 18 weeks pregnant when she was competing at the Olympic trials in Oregon. She didn't end up going to the Olympics, but I think that story in comparison is so encouraging, that even though, you know, she didn't make it, but she still competed in the Olympic trials, she has a chance in the next 4 years. And we've also had, you know, the beach volleyball athlete, Carrie Walsh. She was 5 weeks pregnant when she won Olympic gold. And so that is so encouraging on the flip side, but we don't know how many women have abortions in order to compete. But I think it's quite a large number. And sadly, I don't know if we will ever know how many.
Well, and the other thing is that where you have, like, celebrities, actresses, that say that they wouldn't be where they were at if it hadn't have been for an abortion, and they say it in a joyful manner, that they credit the success of their acting career to having an abortion.
That is so tragic, and I know many actresses do admit, you know, several actresses have admitted that, but there is one I know of. She actually tragically died. She was a young actress on Glee, and she shared that she had an abortion when she was younger, and she says she knows that every moment of her life will be tinged with regret. And I think even though, yes, they may shout and say how proud of their abortion that they are, I think deep in their hearts, they do mourn that loss. But, you know, if they admit that, then they will come under the scrutiny of the pro-abortion movement. So they hide that loss and emotion.
Well, and this is something that, you know, young girls today need to consider when they start, you know, making those adult-type decisions, you know, the cost of, you know, premarital sex and babies out of wedlock. I mean, there's a lot of tragedy that goes with it. Brittany Raymer, policy analyst at Focus on the Family. Brittany, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you for coming on.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not,
take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters.